welcome everybody to Different Strokes
of Different Folks.
And we are your two hosts. My name, Reese One.
And I'm Gadget. Thank you for joining us today, peoples.
She's a nerd.
Anyway, so today we have a couple things to discuss.
Ooh, we better find out what they are.
Well, the first thing we're going to talk about is Youngin has reached out and wanted to be featured on one of our episodes. So we are going to indulge that and allow him on one of our future episodes.
Wow. Youngin.
And also, we're going to start a new thing.
What's that new thing?
It's going to be called Wow. Or
she sucked at it, y'all. It's supposed to be called Wow.
Moment.
So it's Wow moment, y'all. So let's go ahead and hear how we start into today's episode of Miss Doohickey.
Well, we can talk about the whoa moments, or we can talk about today's topic.
Let's get on the topic first.
Okay, then what is the topic? It was your choice today.
No, it was not. It was yours. Nice try, though. So since she wants to leave the topic up to me, the topic today is... Oh, I got a good one, y'all. Why does it suck to live in apartments? Now, granted, understand, on Mind of a Legally Blind Eccentric, I will be doing something similar, but I will not be why it sucks to live in apartments. So, just know. But, so, Ms. Doohickey, why does it suck to live in apartments?
Well, you really get you get your own space, but you hear everybody around you.
Now, when you say everybody, what do you mean by everybody?
Okay, you hear the people above you doing whatever they're doing, either playing some hanky panky or vacuuming at 6 o'clock in the morning, or
just admit it, you like hearing them. You enjoy hearing them going bimps, 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 bimps on your ceiling.
No. And then on the other side, if there's another, if you're not just a single apartment, you hear them. If they run into the wall or hit something, you hear that. Or yell and scream, you hear that. And then if your walls are really, really thin and connected to the next building over, you hear the person across from you on the next building over because they're connected. That's fun. You hear their dog barking at all hours. Or if they don't like you, they break into your apartment and steal stuff from you, you know?
So, is that some of your reasons why living in apartments suck?
Yes.
Okay. Those are some legit reasons.
I'm sorry. When I had somebody break into my apartment every week, I got a little paranoid.
Paranoid? Why would you get paranoid?
because nobody else had the key but the office and me, and I had them change the key, so therefore nobody else had the key, and they still broke into my apartment.
So here's an interesting question. How did you get a hold of a pair of noids?
Huh?
Don't worry about it. For those who heard that, she'll catch it at some point. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So let me tell y'all, because I've been through the transitional period of my life, and that's getting to live in, you know, getting to live in an apartment. I've got to live in a kind of a townhouse style unit. I've gotten to live in a cardboard box. I've gotten to live in a, you know, I've basically went from rags to riches without the rich part. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I get it. I know how it feels to have somebody climb up the fire escape to be like, what you doing? What you doing? I'm in your own place.
Or you fall down the stairs and shatter your ankle.
Or you running down the stairs and forget to hit a step and pretty much in a running motion fly into a door.
Fell into the door too. And they had a dent where I hit the wall.
You dented the wall.
Yes, I did.
Did you do it with your big old head?
It was either my legs or my foot.
Oh, boo. But then with your big old head. So after having people come up fire escapes and finding DBs in the basement of the apartment building and seeing a group of people smoke crack in the basement. Also getting to hear people go let's not forget to have somebody poke your floor with a broom, as well as have police call because you're too quiet. Anyway.
Or smoke weed and your whole apartment smells like weed.
Well, I'm not even going, you know, the whole smoking weed thing is a whatever.
Yeah,
for those who are marijuana friendly, I just want to make sure I announce to you guys that it is all right as long as you are within your own realm to be able to handle smoking that marijuana. Anyway, so after we got that out, anyways, that's right. That was an interesting voice right there. I know y'all.
I'm just saying that one time when I lived in those ghetto ass apartments.
Oh, she said it, y'all. I didn't say that. I didn't say.
This person above me, like, I don't know what he was smoking, but
he smoked he smoked that gangrene, y'all.
I don't think it was weed. I think it started as weed, then went to something else, and it affected my allergies so bad. I can't breathe.
Drugs. He made sure he got it. He just want to try to play. He was just really smoking. Anyway, so yeah, it still was interesting to have somebody call, you know, police because you were too quiet. And I'm talking about in my situation, not in Miss Doohickey's. I've never had somebody just call. I've had people call for other reasoning, not to on me, but because it was too quiet in my apartment. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Anyway,
I can tell you another story where I had called the cops because people were breaking into my apartment, and this woman who lived in the same building as me, like the second or third floor, said, "Are you getting raided?" No. No.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of one of the craziest moments. And this is why I don't like living in apartments. But anyway, one of these reasons is this. Even though you're paying for your own respective space, your own unit, your own location to live in, you have absolutely no privacy.
No, you don't.
And for those who's like, oh, I have privacy, you're lying. No. Because somebody is watching your door. They're getting to watch who comes in and out of your place. They're getting to listen, if depending on how thin your walls are. They're getting to have a great hearing session if you knocking them boots, or you having a argument, or if your TV is pretty loud and they don't have cable, and if you pretty much don't have a life and they don't care, they just want to see somebody else's life, they get to be all in your grill. Mm-hmm. And on top of them being all up in your grill, they don't care how real you live. You know what I'm saying?
If you put cameras up, they still don't care. Because you go to management and tell them I have cameras up, they're like, okay.
Well, first of all, why would you tell management that you got cameras up?
I told them because I was trying to make sure they, because I thought they knew, I thought they were breaking, the people that breaking in my apartment was in the office.
Well, see, let me tell you something. This is how you actually resolve that issue. You put cameras up and then don't tell them diddly squat. Therefore, when somebody goes in your place and do something they have no business, you can go with a video straight to the police office and chup, chup. Yeah, I'm saying,
get that phone.
Yeah, I told them, but... I think I told them like a month before I left.
See, that's why you always had problems, because you always snitched on yourself.
You know what?
You snitched on yourself. What you got to say? Right after this break. And we are back, and I'm gonna ask her again what you got to say about what I had to say about you, Miss Doohickey.
Oh, well. Oh,
well.
Oh, well. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me.
Oh, well.
I learned from my mistakes.
Yes, you didn't.
Anyway.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
So let me ask you, what's the craziest thing that happened in an apartment complex to you? Oh, never mind. I forgot your window got busted out of that apartment complex, didn't it? Never mind.
My car window got busted out at an apartment that was fancy apartment. And yeah.
Yeah, it went.
That was her one.
Out of the four cars that got hit, my car window shattered.
That's because they thought you had the most valuable things.
Well, yeah, because my radio is awesome.
you mean your magical non-existent radio?
Yeah.
She had
a radio in my truck.
She has, it's called the Quietine, y'all. You know why? Because she rides so quietly down the street, down the road, down, don't you know?
Mm-hmm. I have a radio in my current car. Thank you very much. However, I don't listen to it very often.
Then doesn't that mean you ride that quiet down? Then it proves the point.
Unless I have a really bad day at work or it's somebody's driving me crazy, you know?
That's what she said. So, after that occurred, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you ever have any conversations with any of the apartment complex workers?
Yes, I did.
What kind of conversation?
One of the times the maintenance man came over.
Stop it! We're not going to continue that particular part for good reason. We're going to
end up. I asked him if he trusted, you know, the staff in the office. And because I told him I was thinking that they were breaking into my apartment trying to get me to leave.
Right.
And he's like, no, I don't think, you know, I trust them, you know, they're good peoples.
Right.
It's come to find out he got fired.
Oh, man. Oh, man. He got fired. He lost his job. Is it your fault?
I don't know if it's my fault. Possibly.
If you stopped shagging all of the tenants in the apartment complex, you wouldn't have gone fired. Anyway.
Well, you know what? They had a drug dealer in their apartment complex, too. Leave me alone.
Isn't it always fascinating to see a drug dealer, a cop, and burglars all within the same apartment complex? Isn't it like amazing?
The funny thing was he was a part of the maintenance staff.
Anyway, see, she's a snitch. She a snitch, y'all. She a snitch. Stop snitching. Stop snitching. But anyway.
Really?
I have never said anything. Nobody want to hear it. Stop snitching. So, as I was saying, really though, because here's a reality, okay, people. For those who live in more upscaled apartment complexes, for those who live in decent areas when it comes to apartment complexes, for those who prefer to live in apartment complexes, even for those who cherish the thought and relish the thought of just living in an apartment complex. Now, understand, if that's what you enjoy, if that's the space and the environment you want to be in, respect.
Woo-hoo! For you.
Exactly. But what I want to tell you is this.
It sucks living in the apartment complexes. It just sucks. I hate it. I don't want to deal with it no more. You won't ever want to catch me in one again.
You want to know why? And the reason being is this. Every time I've ever lived in an apartment complex, I've seen everything under the sun. Everything. And what I mean by everything, I've watched people OD. I've watched people try to stick a gun up their butt. I've watched people pretty much, if you can think it, I've probably seen it. I've watched somebody try to snort fire, okay? So understand, you see a lot of things when it comes to apartment complexes, okay? So granted, if that's your cup of tea, and I've lived in the plethora of from the ghetto of ghettos or projects, if some people want to know. And yes, ghettos and projects are a little bit different from each other, all the way to an upper scale complex. Okay. I've lived in all kinds. Me personally, I prefer to be in a single dwelling, you know, my own home, because I have my own privacy. But let me make it crystal clear. For those who definitely enjoy living in an apartment, I salute you. For those who hate it, I salute you because you go through too daggone much. I feel it for each and every one of you. I feel your pain. I feel the burn. Anyway, so, Miss Doohickey.
Yes?
How about we talk about the whoa moment?
Okay. Well, it's not, the first one's not really a whoa moment. It was kind of like, happened to me today. It was kind of like, what in the world are you thinking
of? So, the first whoa moment of the day is what?
I was driving home from the store, mm-hmm. and the light was green, right? Mm-hmm. I'm driving, and the light was green. This person is sitting in the middle of the intersection with the light green. I'm like, what in the world? I'm that like, the light like is the green.
Moment of the day. But
so I turn and they just go, and I'm like, what in the world are you smoking?
Maybe they're smoking that fire.
Oh my gosh.
So that's your whoa moment?
I said it wasn't a really a whoa moment. It was just a moment I wanted to talk about. Okay.
She could have slid that in before we got to the whoa moment, people.
Okay, yes, I know, so what we could do a rant moment of a day at some point too, okay. But let's do the whoa moment. Okay. So what's the actual whoa moment?
Well, my dad's POA.
Ooh, is POA.
If you don't know what that means, people, let me go ahead and give you a quick breakdown. The POA is a power of attorney. They are the individuals who are eligible to take care of all of your financial, all of your whatever bills you need to basically take care of, all of the responsibilities that goes into that person who wants to make sure that you get to take care of what you need to. There you go.
So when my grandparents died, my dad ended up getting some money from them dying, which really sucks. But, you know, anyways, mm-hmm. So she's been stopped using my dad's car for a while, you know. So my mm-hmm. dad told her not to drive his car anymore because he's worried about his car. And I think that was a fake story, but anyways.
Bro, dad, lied, wag. Okay, go ahead, continue.
So, recently...
Love you too, Heather!
Huh?
Oh, continue.
What'd you say?
I was speaking to my editor.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so recently, she told my dad that she needed help. Getting caught up on her mortgage because she no longer pay it. And she's going to move into an apartment, but she didn't know the exact amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it was first talked about. So I'm like, are you really going to help her? She goes, my bro dad was like, well, she's my friend. She's been my friend for a long time. And she helped me. Blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever.
Don't you love her? You love her impersonation of her bro dad.
Whatever.
Anyway, so a couple days later, my dad, I come home from work. My dad's upset, like uh-huh. really upset. And so I go in there, he goes, Jen, and his POA told her, sorry, the POA told me how much she needs. I'm like,
how much were you talking?
50 grand.
Bam!
Oh, whoa!
I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was that's a real reaction for you. That was supposed to be a whoa.
And I was kind of like, that's a lot of money.
No, ish, Sherlock. Well.
I'm like, Dad, that's a lot of money. Yeah, it is. Well, I don't know if I'm going to give her that or not. Do not. I'm like,
I think he should not do it. I don't think he should, because if he did something like that, he would screw himself over.
I'm like, please tell her no. Yes, it's upsetting for you because she's moving, because she can't afford.
Oh, well.
It's sad, but they've been friends for a long time. I'm
Well,
like, you know what?
does he?
They've been mom's friends for a long
Miss
time.
Doohickey, I have a question for you. It's a fair question. I'm asking because I think if I don't ask this question for some individuals here, that they won't get a real feeling to what you're saying. So, your bro dad made the comment that he basically was friends with them for over 40 years. Why should them moving change anything between their friendship? I mean, it doesn't matter where a person lives, it should be pretty much the whole idea of friends are friends no matter where you go, correct? Oh, thank you.
So, what I'm trying to gather here, does Brill Dad think he's going to lose the friendship?
Yes, he does.
Well, then that's not a friendship. That's pretty much, that's self-explanatory. If he don't give that kind of money and he lose their friendship, guess what? They weren't his friends.
Yeah, and
Because I just don't believe giving, don't get me wrong. I love the people I classify as my friends and family. I did do my family dynamics on Minor Legally Blind, this past Thursday. I need to go check it out. Just saying. What I'm saying to you is this, for real. I will do what I can in a realistic way. I am not giving more money to somebody that I pretty much taking care of their life. That there is no way if they got that far behind, you said 50 bands, $50,000. Now, let's be real here. How many people do you know even know how $50,000 look?
Not that many people.
Now think about this. I'm not talking about seeing stacks upon stacks on TV. I mean seeing stacks upon stacks in your face. That is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
That's not a quick trip to McDonald's. Let me say it
No.
like that. That's not even, that's not even getting to, you can pretty much buy out a franchise partially, become a
That much money.
co-owner of a franchise for $50,000. You put $50,000 in front of somebody's face, you pretty much got some magic going on with you. I'm just saying. So again, that's definitely a whoa moment. Do I have a whoa moment?
Hold on before you say that. Remember you asked me like, why didn't you ask anybody else?
Because she don't know nobody else.
No, because she knows my dad has it.
Let's see what my P-son has to say. Yes, child of mine. I'll think about it. Give me some time. Thank you.
So, and I told him, I'm like, you know, if you were still with mom, that money would have been gone already.
First of all.
No, you're going to waste time and take it.
Bro, dad trying to be a sugar daddy. Because, I mean, $50,000 ain't getting no play. I mean, none. I mean, she come play with this little tea bag or something.
No.
I said that. I know that sound messed up, but $50,000? Man, look here. Somebody better get ready to lube all orifices or something.
I'm like, but it's funny. He's like, I'm not giving her that much money. That's too much. I wouldn't even cough that much money up. I'm like, that. He's like, well, I'll pay the house payment, but, you know, I'm not coughing up that much money. Kudos for you. You actually can wisely spend your money. Yay!
That is just, well, as far as me having a whoa moment, everybody, to be honest, I'm chill, man. I'm just chill. As far as any whoa moments happening to this brother, right? You know? Nah, I ain't really got no whoa moments as of yet. Not recently. Not recently. Yeah, I don't have any. In other news, the friend. No, I mean, to be real about this, that's out there. 50 bands. I mean, that shocked me more hearing about that than watching the watered down slap of the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation.
They still talk about it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. But you know, both of them going to basically be all right because both of them going to make Modo anyway.
And then they're talking about now, like, I will oh, he's in a different country now, and wonder if he's divorcing. And I'm like, the world cares.
That's just the Hollywood way of doing things. But I will say the craziest thing that I think can top that still, and it's still like the whoa moment of the year for me. Okay, you know. I think the whoa moment of the year for me would be, and I'm being real with y'all, what happened in Washington, D.C. about a rapper with the name Gunu. I believe that's what his rapper name was. His family and friends and his supporters, hey, they went all out for his final show where they pretty much did at a nightclub. I believe it was, I can't remember the name of the club. Don't hold me to it. Please don't hold me to it. I swear I wish I could remember the club. But I think it's Club Bliss. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on it. I apologize if it's the wrong club. But they had this man already embalmed and had steel rods put in his body. So his deceased body was standing on stage in a hoodie, skinny jeans, and a crown. And people were witnessing him on stage. Most people usually in a casket, but no, he's dead, already gone. It's just his vessel on stage standing there. Like he in performance mode. Well, his body anyway. And to me, they made, you know, you talking about between $40 to $45 a head to get in the club? About 500 people coming to see a dead body and club at the same time? Yo, that is definitely, whoa, because you got to think about it. First of all, I'm not paying an arm, leg, kneecap, shoulder, and anything else to go to no club, nonetheless to go to a club where a body is already gone and dead, to just go look at stairwell.
Dancing to his music.
I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to be that individual that's, yeah. Now get this right. I get people want to celebrate. Now, I've made it clear on multiple occasions,
and I mean what I say when I say this.
Yeah. When I tell you, when I'm gone, do a celebration of life for this brother here. Don't have my body there, necessarily. I don't want to be standing at the court for y'all staring at me. No, I made it clear. Y'all can have a picture of me there. You can have an urn with my ash or whatever. But understand what I'm saying. Don't come in there crying. That's all I ask. Go in there with the thought of having good memories and talking about me in a positive way or funny
I'll cry.
Way. If you cry, I'm going to haunt you. I already made that clear. And I want that. I really want that put in my program. If you cry, I will haunt you. Those are my words, you quote them. So that's what I want said in my obituary. If you cry at my celebration of life, I'm gonna haunt you. Understand?
I'll cry after.
Well, I can't control what you do. I can't control what an individual does when, you know what I'm saying, when they ain't there. Within trying to celebrate, because here's the thing. I always want people to be having a good time. I want them to enjoy their time. I want them to enjoy. I don't want to have them sitting there,
oh my God, he was a wonderful individual. And he just did so much to the community.
No, I don't want that crap. Okay? Okay. I want you to be like, yo, you remember that time where we were in a tent and he couldn't go nowhere and he just relieved himself all in the tent everywhere? You know, something wild. I don't care. That's an embarrassing story for me. And that's a true story. And it happened when I was in the Boy Scouts. I won't lie about it. I get that. hold on, everybody. What do you want, P-son? What? Son? I said, oh, we'll talk about it. Don't bother me right this moment, my child. Go chill. Go play. Please. Thank you. I love you, handsome fool.
Oh, I love you, just son of mine.
No, go play. Thank you. I'll be out soon. Anyway, people. That is my sign for time to go be a daddy some more, because it's a 24/7 job, ladies and gentlemen. And I do what I do because I do what I like to do, what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Blah,
I'm
blah, 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 blah.
Hater, hater, stop hating on me. You better stop hating on me. You better stop it.
And for all of those who want to leave any comments, we want you to go ahead and leave it at, you know, different strokes of different folks. And how can they be able to leave any comments with you, young lady?
Well.
Boo. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They can hit me up on Facebook as Gadget Doohickey.
And yeah, she said you could throw a book at her face. Oh, go ahead.
Instagram as Gadget Doohickey.
You see how slow she moving? I don't know how instant that gram gonna get.
And then you can hit me up on here on anchor.fm/different strokes with different folks or anchor.fm/gadgets85.
You know, typically most people use backslash, but you know, you could try slashing her. It's okay. It's all right, people. And if you want to be able to leave any comments for this, brother, if you want to be able to leave any comments, hit me up on any of the alphabets of social media, you know what I'm saying? And at that Simile Reads One.
Throw a book at you.
Nah, you ain't got to throw no book at me because the book already been thrown at me on many occasions. But I am innocent. I am innocent, people. I am innocent. So innocent. No, I'm innocent to because I know I'm innocent. Anyway, so
okay, just whatever.
And leave any comments. Hey, I didn't say I'm pure. I said I'm innocent. So okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm innocent too.
To enjoy. Oh, we all know you ain't. So you enjoy every of your day. And as we stated before,
youngin, the invitation is open. So.
Sure, come on, and we'll discuss whatever you want. Invitation open. Yay. I mean, so we want y'all to enjoy yourself, enjoy the rest of your day, and if you don't know what's up, now that's what's up, and we'll holler at y'all next time.
Bye.
She's still a nerd. Oh, one last thing, y'all. Since she's nerd now, so bad. One last thing.
Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, yeah.
When I needed one.
Always. Talk to you later.
Bye.